You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, here on location in Vermont. Another one of our cool remotes. We're here in the beautiful town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont, Steve.
Good morning, Stephen Pickford, coming to you from Jamaica, Vermont, which incidentally does not have any connection with the Caribbean. Apparently it's an old Indian word.
Well, never know, actually. There could be some Caribbean living nearby.
Oh, yeah. People have moved here from all over the world, and one of them is world-class chef, owner of Asta Swiss Restaurant and Guesthouse Suites here, Michel Dupreux, and his wife, Bonnie. Welcome.
The beautiful bed and breakfast. Welcome to Travel World. Yes, nice to have you here. This is a lovely place, right on the main road, Highway 30. This is the old path of the West River Railroad, one of our pet projects, because we enjoy southern Vermont very, very much.
We've done a lot of exploration in the area over the years, one of our favorite areas in all of New England.
Absolutely. And then one of the things about this particular place, nice little bed and breakfast, and you have plenty of... the breakfast was delicious. It's a full restaurant sitting area. It's not like the small nooks that you find in your average B&B. And in the back, it's overlooking a beautiful stream. That was nice. It's a nice rushing little brook. We saw a bunch of ducks swimming in this little brook. And we happened to notice, of course, that you have your own little zoo here, which would appeal to our very own critter queen back in Montreal. So you got. I noticed that here, Bonnie, that you actually have these two birds running around. Tell us about them. You said they were Tweedledee.
Tweedledee is the mother, and yes, she's a female peacock or a peahen, mm-hmm, and that is her offspring. Mm-hmm. No name.
No name yet? So Tweedledee is walking around, and she's mm-hmm finding food for her youngin. So we actually saw the peacock running around. That was his name is Joe Cool?
Joe Cool, yeah.
So now tell us a little bit about how you came to be in this particular bed and breakfast.
Well, we were looking for a location. We had a Swiss style, a lot of personality, a little mountain atmosphere and all that. So we had to be close to a ski resort to mm-hmm start with. But we also had to find a quaint atmosphere in the town and the remote area enough to be to attract the tourism and the locals' atmosphere and all that stuff.
You've really put a lot of effort over the past year into putting this place into tip-top shape. People who have just moved here said, oh, well, around a year ago, it was nothing. And then you've really put a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of money into making this your dream.
Well, we have. You know, of course, Switzerland is far away from here. But
sure,
there's a lot of things specific to the Swiss that, you know, they bring up the quality of the surroundings, the cleanliness, and the flowers and all that stuff. So, yes, we did add quite a bit to it. And as soon as you enter our parking lot, you feel that you're overwhelmed by the difference.
Well, it's not just that. It's a very quiet atmosphere here. That's had a really good night's sleep. One thing about Vermont, which I always love, is the sweet, rich country air, oxygen-rich. I was very tired coming back here. We've been driving virtually all day. And, of course, Dana had been up. Dana Shoemaker from Pennsylvania has joined us here. She was actually up since 5 a.m., so she was kind of running out of steam towards the end of the day, which I fully understand. And as soon as head hit the pillow, man, I was out like a light. That was it.
And I woke up once during the evening, and I thought, oh, those were the sounds of the ghosts outside. But no, they were the sheep with their little bells. And I saw them getting fed this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said goat.
Thank God they're not. They're just sheep.
Yeah, well, we were talking about some of the old ghost stories from southern Vermont area, particularly near the Whippoorwill cabins. And we always thought it would be kind of funny if someone misunderstood that. And from Adams Farm nearby here, we'd have Carl showing up in the middle of the night. And imagine him explaining that to his wife, what he was doing in the middle of the night with a sheep or with a goat at a motel. So,
yeah, state trooper saying, no, that's not me. No, not what you think, sir. No.
Ghost stories. Carl, of course, is a good friend of the show. We always enjoy visiting the Adams Farm. We always got to mention it on the show because it's worth the visit.
A highly recommended destination if you're staying and touring in southern Vermont. Drop by the Adams Family Farm. Now, staying here at Astor's, you have two suites.
No, don't go away.
And somebody said, oh, a small rooms. I'm saying, boy, if these are small, what are the large rooms like? Because these are beautifully furnished rooms.
Right, those are fully suites, full-size suites with private seating and private bath and all that. We they want to cut that into smaller things to do anything. So we much rather keep it nice and make it the really the extreme extent out of it. Really luxury suites, that's what they are.
Well, I noticed that particularly. In this particular suite, now you go upstairs in the farmhouse, left and right, there are these two big rooms. Now, I don't know why Lynn told us these are small things. I was expecting a little room, maybe about the size of this area behind the desk, and maybe a teeny-weeny cot to lie on. But what I walked in to find was this beautiful big room with a four-poster bed, which always gives me ideas, and a separate sitting area. And I could tell very easily, of course, Bonnie, that you put your own personal touch into these rooms. Could you tell us a bit about the decor?
One of the suites is set up as Michelle's ancestral home in Switzerland, and it has European antiques. The other room, which is the room you stayed in, is set up after a beach room, something similar to what you would find on the Cape or Nantucket Island.
And I can tell that easily. Had these nice little sheets or almost drapes that were...
Bed curtains.
Mm-hmm. Down near the bed, and they were all tied near the corner. It was nice. And you actually have access to the balcony in the front of the house, the balcony that runs the length of the house. And, of course, in the back, you could actually hear the brook running, which is nice to sleep with the windows wide open, of course, ceiling fan. And, of course, as Bob would appreciate, his son Marco would go nuts over that fan.
There's just the... Sitting out on the balcony, I got up early in the morning and sat outside and read. And I think this afternoon outside there's a gazebo and a picnic table and sound of the brook. So inviting, so quiet, so relaxing.
Well, I intend to spend, they said, where are you going today? I said, I'm going to go park my carcass out in the back, sit by the brook among the animals, and I'm going to enjoy the place because it is so nice out here.
And the breakfast started us off well, because we were talking about the relaxing atmosphere of the breakfast. This is not like one of those little continental breakfast buffets, fully cooked to order breakfast, specialties. Every day that you do something different.
Oh, yes, the eggs Benedict and the extra line with my crab cake specialties. Always a hit.
Well, crab cakes for him. I hope you didn't feed me crab cakes.
Yeah, not here. I know.
I would have noticed that.
you would not be on the show right now.
Still, it would be the second time in southern Vermont now, wouldn't it? But still, I must compliment you on the air, because the breakfast was absolutely delicious. And, of course, they do not skimp on the coffee, serving genuine Vermont products, Green Mountain Coffee, and that's among the most delicious that I've ever tasted. This place is delicious. And you fed me tons and tons of coffee, which you can tell that it's so much coffee.
And you have dinner here. It's a full restaurant.
Full restaurant with Swiss specialties, European, American specialities, schnitzel, sauerbraten, chicken geschnitzel, Zurichoise. Lots of good stuff. I know you can't wait.
I'd like to stop right now and sample the menu, because that menu certainly looks inviting in and of itself. Some great specialties.
Well, Stephen's the first guy I knew who actually got a menu and said, yes, please.
What would you like? Oh, they say it's all you can eat. And breakfast served 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We have to get there at 6 and leave at 10, right?
Naturally. Well, this is what buffets are like for us. And we're doing this book called Around the World in 80 Buffets, right? I must compliment you on the wonderful bed and breakfast. This is the separate sitting area. It's air-conditioned, as you can see, but you can go outside, you can enjoy it, and especially, I still get a kick out of the animals. And you have the patio out where we enjoyed breakfast, which was really kind to see. And, of course, they have a golden retriever, so that automatically scores big in my book. Of course, Robbie would like it here, too. But I understand that your Ziegfeld, your golden retriever, is also an escape artist, just Robbie. Yeah. Yes,
it will make a pair with your dog.
And there's five cats that wander on the property. Some of them have to be shooed out of the rooms in the dining room, but they're very friendly, very welcoming. It's a real home atmosphere here at Asta Swiss Restaurant and Suites. On the internet at www.astas, that's A-S-T-A-S, in Jamaica.com.
So, a bit more closing, can you give out your website here and your phone number?
Phone number is area code 802-874-8000.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the web as a community also, and it's jamaicavt.com. Mm-hmm.
JamaicaVT. Well, I must thank you once again for your hospitality, putting together a really lovely place to visit. And Steve?
A warm touch of hospitality. It combines the best of Europe right here at Touch of Europe in southern Vermont. Great place, Asta's in Jamaica. We'll be right back on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford here in southern Vermont. We're in Jamaica, Vermont. Beautiful, lovely bed and breakfast. Asta's right here on Highway 30. And there's lots of interesting things to see and do in the area. One of them is the Butterfly Heaven and Bird Aviary.
Yes,
we have with us, we have Karen and Leah from the Butterfly Heaven. We're trying to get Leah, of course, to spill the beans about a particular greenhouse
incident. What really
happened,
yes.
We want to hear about the greenhouse. But in the meantime, tell us about your Flutterby Aviary. This is something that came from my sister.
Oh, the beautiful flutterbys.
Yes. Well, I like butterflies.
Yes.
Well, we started this about 3 years ago, and we had a garden center that we started 8 years ago, and we thought this would be a nice addition to it. We have a 3,000-square-foot greenhouse, and it's filled with tropical plants and ponds and little bridges and streams. And
Penelope would love it.
And lots of exotic birds from all over the world, really neat, bright, colorful birds.
Do you have
and butterflies.
Exotic birds, too?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's neat.
We have something around the order of 200 birds and something like 50 different species.
That's interesting. Well, name some of the species that you have. You have, like, parrots, macaws.
We have parrots, we have lorikeets, we have a cockatoo, we have pigeons, we have finches, we have, there's so many, I can't list them all.
So many to see and do, so let's
And listen. All brightly colored and very friendly, and it's kind of an up-close and personal experience.
Are they beautiful birds, lovely plumage?
Oh, absolutely. Every single bird in there is one you would not see here in Vermont. And
do you have a mina bird? I love mina birds.
We don't have any minas.
Oh, yeah, they're the sarcastic birds.
Maybe we can get one for you.
We saw a mina bird down in New Orleans in the middle of a hotel, and it was trained to say, "I am a cat, meow."
Oh, wow.
I thought that was
Maybe you really thought he was.
We do have a cockatiel that says pretty bird.
Well, that's good, yes. Yeah. Well, we have a...
You get a job in Thailand.
We know a parrot in Markham at Vic Phillips' house that was trained by Vic. Vic made the mistake of leaving for the vacation and told one of his colleagues at work, can you watch my parrot, Max the parrot? And that was a mistake because this guy promptly told the parrot how to insult Vic. Came back, and there's the bird. You know,
telling Vic what to do, and now I took a good month or more with the spray gun to teach that bird bad Max. So.
But
there's something really magical about going in and seeing birds of different colors. And I went to an aviary in St. Louis, and there was a picture we took there of a bird landing on my shoulder. Do you walk up, or are they separated by protective netting, or can these birds actually land and interact with the guests?
You actually walk right in with the birds. They're okay. Walking across in front of you. They're landing on you. They're flying around you. They're dive bombing you.
They're not too hungry, are they?
No, they are. They're fed very well.
Most of them are just very curious. They like to check out jewelry or shiny pieces of ribbon that you might have in her hair. But
Nancy should not go there then. But no, seriously, I mean, it was like Steve was telling me about this aviary in Phoenix that he went to. You know, they had buzzards and,
and vultures,
buzzards, and those kinds of birds. Yeah, yeah. Looking out, and they have this hot lamp and magnifying glass. No, but I digress.
This is the friendly bird aviary we're
That's
going
true.
To in Jamaica.
It is. Yeah, they're all very friendly.
With my luck, if I tried to start a butterfly museum, I ended up with just a bunch of moths. But so now, how do you collect all these butterflies?
We raise some of them, and some we buy in from other butterfly breeders around the country.
Okay. Now, the different breeders, so you buy them, they're actually bred this way.
Mm-hmm. We also, you mentioned moths, but there's a lot of beautiful moths. We're about to start hatching out some Luna moths right at the moment, and they're big and gorgeous and very pretty.
Oh, wow.
And we are definitely starting a breeding project right now. That's one of my big tasks. I have caterpillars, I have chrysalises, I have adult butterflies that are breeding and eating lots of plants.
Lots of plants?
Yes.
Like, what do you feed butterflies?
It depends on the species. One of the big species I have right now going are eastern black swallowtails, and they eat things like parsley and carrots,
dill.
Mm-hmm. So finally found something to eat, the little bits of green that they put on the side of your plate.
Yes, that's right. That's what they're for.
Now, of course, monarch butterflies, it's September, right, that the monarch butterflies?
They like milkweed. That's where the females will lay their eggs, and that's what the caterpillars will eat.
Mm.
And only on milkweed.
Yes.
Milkweed?
Milkweed, yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
There are quite a few different types of milkweed, but that's all they lay their eggs on.
Okay.
And they actually will be breeding all summer long here.
What's your most common moth? Now, you have monarch as your most common butterfly?
It's the Vermont state butterfly.
A monarch?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not very common this year,
no,
though. There aren't very many at all.
They go in cycles.
You can't be anti-monarchy.
It also depends on monarchs over winter in South America and Mexico. It depends on their habitat there. Depends on weather conditions. It's been kind of cool and rainy this summer.
And they do that whole annual migration.
They do.
back and forth. So Vermont is one of the places where they come back to, and you see all those pictures of them all returning to Mexico for the winter. They come back during the summertime to Vermont.
Their offspring come back.
The offspring always come back. They're a great band. I digress once again. So we're looking forward to checking out this. Now, how far is it from this particular B&B?
About half a mile.
Half a mile. Well, it looks like you're going to walk, Steve.
In which direction?
We're just at the other end of the village.
So it is walking distance.
Yeah.
It is, yes.
Nice little place to check out. Now, it seems we have the entire village of Jamaica here.
Ready you to, do to just join, about, yes.
To join us for the show, because we've got galleries and we've got aviaries. You'd think it's a small little hamlet, but and as small as the town may be, you still have a variety of things that you can do. This is a nice thing to appreciate here in southern Vermont. So now you've had this going, you told us, how many years again?
3 years.
3 years. Now, if somebody wants to visit you and they want to look you up, first of all, what is your phone number and website?
802-874-4160. Mm-hmm. The website is butterfliesandbirdsinvermont.com, all spelled out.
Okay, butterfliesandbirdsinvermont.com. Mm-hmm. That's at least shorter than countryinsinthewhitemountains.com. A mega website.
And people can people see pictures or learn more about the different
yes.
Butterflies and birds they're going to go to encounter here?
They can, and we're working on that more and more. We're actually about to turn over into a non-profit organization, and with large expansion plans.
That sounds like my company has been non-profit for years.
Well, so has this.
not by intention.
Now, somebody comes here to Butterfly Heaven and Bird Aviary. Is it all self-guided, or are there people around to explain what they are seeing?
There are people around. It is self-guided, and Leah will be giving a lot of classes
here in the future, and I'm always available. A lot of times people will stop by, they'll see me in the greenhouse next door, and they'll ask me questions, and I'm always available for that.
You're a recent addition to the museum. You've been there for how long now?
This is my fourth week.
Fourth week?
Yes.
Now, how do you familiarize yourself with the whole thing, and how do you actually get involved with the museum in the first place?
It's kind of an interesting story how I found the place. My husband was teaching a summer camp out this way, and I mm-hmm. was driving by, and they were having an open house weekend, and I was looking for something to do, so I stopped in and, you know, got offered a job pretty much on the spot.
That's pretty good.
Because I was really impressed with their facility and their animals and what they were trying to do. So
usually people who show up at Steven's house looking for something to do end up getting handed a mop. Here, clean the floor.
Well, I do some of that, but it's a wonderful place and it's a wonderful job.
Well, that's awfully neat. Now, I want to hear about the greenhouse. Oh. Tell us the story.
Well, it was raining quite hard the other day, mm-hmm. and part of the plastic was sagging down. And I haven't really worked in greenhouses very often. This was one of those. I wasn't thinking very much, but the roof was sort of hanging down, and I thought maybe if I just pushed it a little with like a broom handle, I'd get the water to flow down the side, but uh-huh. instead I
poked a hole. Yeah.
Well, the water did flow down then,
but
didn't
it? But it just so happens that we are going to be replacing the plastic on that side of the greenhouse, so I was just helping that process.
Yes, you facilitated the process.
Did the water all fall down over
yeah,
you?
Yeah, over me, yes. Well, and some of the plants.
Justice, sir.
You walked out, you go, oops.
She did. She felt pretty bad.
I still feel bad. I feel terrible.
Now that everyone knows about it on national radio, come to the greenhouse and point. Where was the panel that got poked out? Yeah.
Point at me and laugh.
Right.
Well, they do that to us all the time anyway, so. But we enjoy that particular facet of the program. Now, we're going to be taking a break in about a minute, Steve.
Yeah, and we're going to continue talking about Jamaica, Vermont, southern Vermont area here. And I can recommend that we're staying here at Asta Swiss Restaurant and the suites here on Route 30 in Jamaica. And half a mile walking distance, D&K's Butterfly Heaven and Bird Aviary for a relaxing southern Vermont experience. Learn more about some very fascinating butterflies and birds. And when we come back after the break, hey, more about what's going on Main Street, Jamaica, and what's more going on across southern Vermont, one of our favorite places in all of New England. We'll be right back on the Travel World Radio Network.
Right here across America via satellite. That 30 seconds, Steve.
Well, continue on, my man.
Well, yeah, we're going to finish. Now, Bob, unpatch bus 1 and 2 because I'm hearing myself. So stay tuned. Following the break, it's Will and back. It's the Steve Fisher.
You're listening to Travel World.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats
enjoy unpatch bus 1 and 2.
Yeah, but it's sunny, the problem exposure. Is we have your to switch over because I called you. We're using A line.
Daily grooming and a play and
you're using what?
We're using the A line because I had to call you on the comrade.
Oh, yeah.
In order to switch over, I got to patch in bus 1 and 2, otherwise I don't get a signal.
Personnel on duty, 24 hours a day, and a veterinarian.
They're not getting a signal?
They weren't until I patched in bus 1 and 2.
Visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention you
they should, because they're getting their signal.
Yeah, we're running on B right
now. For your very important
pet. Because bus 1 and 2 is a local return. But they get it through the mixed minus bridge.
Quality professional photography services for all occasions.
Like when you hear me talk right now, you should be able to see me going through on the ISDN.
No, I don't.
On Synth. You don't?
No.
Well, to fix that, go to the Comrex side with your screwdriver, turn that, turn the volume up.
Studio
1 2.
On location, channel 1. Your satisfaction.
Yeah, channel 1.
It's all the way up.
It's all the way up.
Stop in
at 9:13. That's interesting. All right, well, we'll have to look at that when I'm back. Visit our webpage because bus, if you patch in bus 1 and 2, I got to turn myself all the way down. That's fine. We can get by with that. All right. Well, so they phoned you and told you this?
No, I phoned them to check, make sure they were getting a line.
Okay. And they weren't hearing a thing?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
Capture that
right.
Special moment that
it's good this way.
It's because we had I called you, that's why. Instead of you calling in, I called you. So we're using up A side right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So that's kind of interesting. Oh, anyway, listen, as long as we get through. So you got to patch in 1 and 2 or what?
I have to patch 1 and 2.
All right, so as soon as we know that, as soon as station ID comes through, as soon as the music comes down, then we'll go in and then you'll patch 1 and 2, and then I'll just turn down the local return.
That's it.
All right, we'll do it that way.
Fly with us in a world of style like no other at Mexicana Airlines. We think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford right here in southern Vermont, Jamaica, Vermont, at the Asta Bed and Breakfast, where we just had a chance to speak earlier today with the owners of this great B&B. We also spoke with the curator and director of the Butterfly Museum and Aviary. Now we have special guest Elaine with us from the Fine Arts Gallery, and I'm just checking your business card here because it's underneath my notes, and it's the Gallery of Fine Art. Elaine Beckwith, tell us a little bit about your... Well, I've got to point the microphone at you. It is radio. So Tell us a bit about your art gallery.
Well, my gallery is called Elaine Beckwith Gallery, mm-hmm. and I represent about 30 artists all together. Mm-hmm. And it's primarily, it's a regional collection. My artists are from the northeastern states, but I've got much more than that. I also have an international collection. I have artists from England and South America, Mexico.
Oh, really?
So it's a very diverse collection.
And the little town of Jamaica has really grouped itself into a very walkable, tiny, but manageable, friendly, welcoming little New England town.
The town of Jamaica is very interesting because we are a classic New England village. We have a very, very compact village area surrounded by rural countryside. And our village is a very, it's a historic village. Most of the buildings in the village of Jamaica mm-hmm. are quite old. We're primarily built before the turn of the century. And it's a dense area. I'm at the northernmost end of the village, and Karen Amadin with the Butterfly Heaven is at the south end, which is a half mile away. So it's right. all a short walk.
It's a very compact village. Now, Bonnie was telling me earlier, you're actually in the valley between three mountain peaks.
We are. This is a very deep valley, and you know, we think of ourselves as being in the mountains, but in fact, we're very low-lying. We're just over 650 feet above sea level here. We're in the West River Valley.
Okay. Yes. Because this was the path, almost midpoint to the path on the West River Railroad.
This is almost exactly midpoint. The original railroad was due to run from... actually, I'm not even sure that it goes midway, but it was the original intent was for it to run from Brattleboro, Vermont, to New York State.
Right.
And this was actually just north of us was the terminus of the railroad. It was never completed past Londonderry.
Right, yes. South Londonderry, actually.
That's correct.
They're still using the building that was the train station. It's more of a cargo loading terminal right now.
And actually, the old depot has been purchased by mm-hmm. the Friends of the West River Trail and is being developed into an interpretive center for the trail.
Are they going to be covering the railroad itself?
Yes, they will. They'll be talking about the railroad history, which should be a lot
more
of fun.
Pictures and stuff, because I have this big, thick book I bought about the West River Railroad.
That's right.
Because in Brattleboro, in the public library, they do have a thin book called 35 Miles of Trouble.
Yes.
Now, I remember seeing a documentary on PBS, now it goes back more than 15 years ago, about that very narrow gauge railroad. That's what drew me to the area in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the remnants of the railroad are visible mm-hmm. from Brattleboro all the way to Newfane. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the rail bed is being developed as a footpath. The Friends of the West River Trail are constructing a hiking trail along that old rail bed following the river.
We love that kind of thing. Montreal, of course, has the second oldest railroad in Canada that was in Montreal. They've pulled up most of the tracks. It's called the Montreal Lachine Railroad. And that's actually one of the things that helped speed the industrialization of the city of Montreal in the first place, because getting past that, Steve and I took a day out and we retraced the actual path of that line. So railroads for us are of keen interest.
What you would find interesting right here, again, in Jamaica Village, is that the West River Trail is accessible right from Jamaica Village.
Yes.
It's located in the Jamaica State Park, which is less than a half mile from Asta's restaurant, and is a wonderful, simple hike for anyone who just wants to get out and stroll and be in a fabulous natural environment.
I think I might enjoy that too. Well, we actually spent time 2 years ago with Bob Imler, and he's a fan of the West River Railroad over at the co-op, and so we did a lot of research and tracing of steps.
We went right from start to finish, and he took us out in his truck, and we had a great afternoon.
I bet you had a great tour.
Oh, yeah, he gave us a personalized tour. It was a great afternoon,
that's
a lot of fun.
That's the way to see southern Vermont.
Well, some of the rail bed was interesting, but some of the old buildings are still being used. Up in Newfane, there's actually somebody who lives in one of the old train stations. It's his house. They moved it to his location because we couldn't figure out how it got from the rail bed there unless it had been moved at the time. But you can see bridge abutments, and you can see the actual path of the train tracks as they went. That's something that's always fascinating for us.
It's an extraordinary bit of history that's right on the surface.
There's interesting stuff. There's also, a few layers down, the interesting parts, too. Later on, we're going to be talking with Dana Shoemaker, who's a friend of ours from Pennsylvania, and she's famous for the Horseshoe Curve area. Again, anything to do with trains fascinates me. So I'm a big train fan. So that's why this area is particularly interesting, to go back and forth. I like to retrace old steps. By necessity, these rail beds had to be flat. A lot of old train beds in Quebec were turned into bike paths and
that's
stuff.
That's right. And the West River Trail can be used as a, you can bike on that. It's mm-hmm. a great biking path. And also during the winter, it's wonderful for cross-country skiing. It's a favorite local place for skiing.
And Dana was mentioning that she's an avid cross-country skier as well. So that's kind of interesting to all of us. Myself, I prefer to sit by the riverbed listening to the brook go by.
A lot of railroad history in all of southern Vermont. This was the original location many, many years ago in Bellows Falls of Steamtown, which is now in Pennsylvania. And I still have the sticker on my window in my basement. Steamtown, USA, Bellows Falls, Vermont. And I've been to both, but I think I still preferred Bellows Falls. It was more down to the original railroad heritage. But you can take the Green Mountain Flyer train out of Bellows Falls and go to Chester and take the old historic train, and the old railroad station in Brattleboro has been turned into the Brattleboro Museum and Art Center, where, for example, beginning September 18th, there's an exhibit taking over the whole museum, 5,000 square feet, Andy Warhol, Intimate and Unseen, some pictures from the collection, private collection that's coming to Brattleboro, is one of the few places in America that these can be seen. So, hey, developing new uses for the old historic railroad and not tearing them down. A lot of places, they tear down all this history, but here's in southern Vermont, finding uses such as a museum,
as
trails to preserve and protect.
Andy Warhol, that's a Pittsburgh connection, because we went to the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. Something more Dana would know very much about. She's got plenty to say also about railroad history and Steamtown, because she's actually been covering that for Altoona.
So somebody coming to Jamaica, what the principal attraction here? It's the relaxation, or what would they...
Well, in my opinion, it's the relaxation. It's for Jamaica offers an atmosphere that it's very homey, it's very relaxed, and it's very unlike where most of our visitors are coming from.
Right.
It's an atmosphere where people can truly unwind.
Yeah.
And just feel comfortable.
Feel at home.
That's right.
You know, yesterday, was another case in point, Dana was asking us, you know, she hadn't come to Vermont very often. She said, so what's the really exciting area of Vermont? And I said, you know, that's interesting you mentioned that, because it's not a word I would use to describe. It's a nice place, but excitement,
excitement
it's not.
Is not what this is about.
Right.
This is about a very different pace, a very different, just something that's different from home.
You come here to slow down, to relax.
That's exactly correct.
Now, Michelle was telling us one time that they had a guest here, and he came from Greece, and he said, this is exactly like my home.
Yes.
All the animals and the brook and the countryside.
And he stayed like 5 hours or more. I almost had to kick him out.
Please.
They had to say, out.
Yeah, like Henry, out.
Yes. Well, it's very unusual. Jamaica, because it's such a small town, has all of the businesses that are in our village are unique. They're real mom and pop operations.
My favorite kind, small business.
That's exactly right. And it's very eclectic. It's every business very much reflects the personality of the owner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the environment of, you know, certainly of mall culture,
right,
or of outlet stores and factory stores. It's an environment that is very unique.
One of the interesting aspects of the area, now in your own particular art gallery, what kind of stuff do you have mostly in there? Is it paintings, pictures, photos?
I only carry original artwork. I have paintings, sculpture, and I have a very large collection of artist pulled prints.
That's pretty interesting. Give us more details, a website, phone number?
My telephone number is area code 802-874-7234. The website is beckwithgallery.com.
Beckwith, B-E-C-K-W-I-T-H, gallery.com. And as we all know, there are two L's in gallery, you know, Yoav.
That's correct.
Yes, I have to sometimes spell things out for people, but that's one of the great things here about Jamaica. You can stay in one place here at Astas and walk through everything and still be very relaxed. Just take it all in and
that's what
wind
Jamaica's
down.
About.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to relax. I plan to just park my car and just enjoy the sweet Vermont country air. Well, we're going to be taking a break in about 10 seconds here on the Travel World Radio Show, right here across America via satellite on the Travel World Radio Network. And enjoy your stay here in Vermont. I'm Willem Backus.
Will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and back as Stephen Pickford, right here in beautiful southern Vermont at Jamaica, where the Asta bed and breakfast. Right here we've got special guest with us, Nancy Price, who has her own studio, Main Street Studio, Fine Art and Photography Gallery. Now, you also were also a place where Dana Shoemaker stayed last night and enjoyed her time there. So we thought for a moment that it might be a little B&B, but you welcome the house guest. Our stranded little puppy.
That's right. No, really, it's a gallery.
It's a gallery.
An art gallery. Uh-huh. A fine art photography is what I specialize in.
I like doing that. I like telling people it's fine art, but they're not buying it yet. But no, sorry, not those pictures.
I was going to say, my beautiful photography was all over the wall this morning when I woke.
Oh, I see. It didn't come from my camera. I don't know nothing about it.
But you represent your husband, who was one of the top 10 portrait photographers in the country. Tell us more.
That's right. His name is Robert Reichard, and he is a very well-known portrait photographer who has done the portraiture and for the last 6 Nobel laureates as it goes out on the AP or in magazines. Mm-hmm. He's done Time Magazine's Man of the Year, that kind of thing.
Nobel laureates, not the poet laureate of British Columbia, but the Nobel laureates, yes.
So he's pretty well known, and left New York City, mm-hmm. and came to Jamaica, Vermont.
A nice place, though.
It's a wonderful place. It's a very welcoming community, and it's very surprising, actually, because there are so many artists here and mm-hmm. so many different kinds of shops. For instance, we have a weaver, Margie's Muse, and we have
a
glassblower. Yeah, a fantastic weaver.
Okay, weaver and a glassblower all
a
in
glass,
town.
Yeah.
It's nice, all the little crafts that you have here. But
it is.
It's a nice change of pace from New York, isn't it?
Well, yes, absolutely.
This reminds me, of course, of one of our great friends who happens to be sitting in the background here, Lynn Barrett from Primetime Concepts. Great person. You want to deal with this lady. She's done a first-class job in welcoming us to Southern Vermont every time that we come around the area. So we want to say thank you, Lynn, for all your wonderful help.
You can come back anytime.
You hear that?
Yes.
We're going to hold you to it. No, not again.
No, those guys, no.
But seriously, she came from New York City and came here for the change in lifestyle, for the beautiful country air. And, you know, these days with the advent of the Internet, you can be virtually anywhere and still earn a good living.
That's absolutely right. And when you're a photographer, you're out on assignment, mm-hmm. so you don't have to have your studio in
right.
Manhattan.
Exactly.
And so, you know, take off a few zeros from mm-hmm. The price of where
yep.
you're staying, and yep. it really makes a lot of sense.
Sure. Now, Dana, you come to visit us from Altoona. You come to spend the weekend here seeing what Travel World is all about. You're with the Horseshoe Curve. Don't go away, Nancy.
No,
you're staying here.
Stay in the hot seat.
We actually want to see what it was like, all your hospitality. Dana, tell us about your visit so far in Southern Vermont.
I think a Friday night in Jamaica is the place to be.
Friday night in Jamaica?
No one was in a bathing suit, but I'll tell you what. The classic renditions of Sinatra and Johnny Cash,
mm-hmm.
and everybody was singing the girls, or mm-hmm. the boys' part. I had been a welcome guest
mm-hmm.
because quick arrangements needed to be made, and I was made to feel absolutely as if I was one. I had amazing discussions,
mm-hmm.
and it really helps to be a flexible type of traveler. But also, I was put up in a room of the daughter,
mm-hmm.
and I woke up this morning. I felt like I was waking up in, you know, in a place that I was very comfortable to fall asleep in.
Mm-hmm.
I got a tap on the door, you know, Dana, it's time to get up. And it was really very comfortable.
I don't want to go to school.
You're not sure ever how you're going to encounter folks. And especially, I was very surprised to find that the folks that were here in this town all chose to come here
right.
and do business. And
well, that
something.
Is an important thing, because if you've chosen to come here, it really says something about the area. And I'm struck, of course, by the way you're talking about the Johnny Cash and so on. I remember flying into Montreal from New York City, where the pilot said, we're leaving the United States, land of Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, and Ronald Reagan. You're entering the land of Canada. No Ronald Reagan, no Cash, and no Hope. But, yeah, welcome to Kanukistan, my home country.
Oh, you got that one right.
That's one thing with Jamaica, and you're talking about the culture and the crafts and the people, but that background, the relaxed atmosphere is conducive just to
yeah.
that whole mental process that creates great art.
It really is, but you know, even though you feel as though you're in the country, and you certainly are,
mm-hmm.
this town is filled with very sophisticated, intelligent people
mm-hmm.
who are very welcoming. It's very interesting.
You're very fascinating, because we met you this morning while we were having our breakfast. I couldn't help but notice your pendant, the yin and the yang and the chakra little pendant on it. But seriously, it meant something. You actually have a degree in metaphysics.
Yes, I studied that and that in a cup of coffee, you know, a dime will get you a cup of coffee kind of thing.
It's not exactly
a great thing to study, but it's what I love.
It's what you love, mm-hmm. and you actually, it's something you believe in very strongly.
Absolutely.
One thing also struck me, you mentioned, you know, an old-fashioned hippie from the 60s, and I respect that.
You'll see some of us still around in southern Vermont, actually.
But that's good. You got, you know, and this is the place which is conducive to that. And, you know, that actually reflects the spirit of Travel World that you find here in Jamaica and southern Vermont. And people are here, they're living their lives.
They're enjoying themselves. They've created a quality of life that is unmatched anywhere in North America. They really enjoy being here, and they're happy to be here. And that reflects in the hospitality that they present to visitors from elsewhere in North America.
And Willem and Stephen, I have to suggest that... last night we were having this sort of discussion about metaphysics, and this morning when we were walking over here, she was telling me a little bit about how even the Indians wouldn't live here because the energy was just maybe too much for them.
Really?
And she was talking about the eclectic spirit and feeling here, and maybe you could talk a little bit more about that.
Well, I think, you know, it is a very relaxed atmosphere, but there's a lot of energy in Jamaica. We have two rivers that run through it, not just one, but two. I mean, when you're walking to the Jamaica State Park, you're walking over two bridges.
That's interesting.
It is, and there are waterfalls and a tremendous amount of hard old rock.
Well, we know that even in the Chinese culture, water represents prosperity, which is kind of interesting because in Feng Shui, we were walking through Hong Kong, there was a bank built but by a Western company where there was a waterfall, and every Chinese person walks past it laughs because they say, look, the water flowing away from the building. You know, you don't want to invest in that company. So it's interesting. They take it very seriously, you know, placement, positioning, energy, channeling, that kind of thing.
Yes, I think so. And I really do believe that with this kind of energy, that you can have a terrific, relaxed day, but you also have so much to do and so many people to talk to, and there's such interesting conversations.
Now, you represent 16 different artists in your gallery.
I do, actually. My husband is one of them, Robert Reichert, but I represent another 14 or 15 artists. Most of them are local Vermont artists doing black and white landscape or color, portraiture, just a huge wide variety of work.
So that's, it's actually fun to watch, fun to see the different kinds of things that people do. Mostly black and white, you say, not just the color photography.
It's not mostly black and white.
It's all
black
and white.
Really good mixture of black and white
and color. Okay.
Yes. And so now with photography, because of the new technology, you can supersize this, you know, sort of print. So it's,
hey, now that sounds my trip around the States. Would you like to supersize that?
Yeah,
I betray my culture, right?
And you're seeing more and more of that in magazines. New York Times did a wonderful article about supersized photography and how now it's competitive with the fine art world.
Look at that thumb. It's really big. But no, I may make a few jokes with that, but it's really something well worth seeing and well worth
and comparing the styles of the different artists. And
yes, absolutely. There's so many different takes on one landscape. It's really very interesting.
It says an awful lot about the lifestyle here and how nice this place is in Jamaica, southern Vermont. Just how obviously happy you are living here. And it says something and it tells people that you ought to come for a visit.
Absolutely. I think all of the people that are here on your show today are people that are really delighted to be here and enjoy every single day and are happy to open their shops. And, you know, you can feel that welcoming spirit.
Well, this is one thing we like. And every time we go anywhere with Lynn, of course, she's a lady who happens to open doors wherever she is. So we appreciate what Lynn does for us. But we're also very happy to meet all of you. So thank you for the wonderful welcome that you've given us here.
Great time in Jamaica, Vermont. Very much appreciate it.
So now we're going to run through people because we have 30 seconds before we are cut off.
Yes, well, first of all, the website, astasinjamaica.com, jamaicavt.com for information on all of the merchants. And welcome to Jamaica, Vermont on your next visit to southern Vermont. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Bob.
I'm Nancy Price.
I'm Dana Shoemaker.
All right, Bob, take it away.
All right, buddy. You take care now.
Enjoy your visit and happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.